Off the ball.
Rugby.
She's like, yeah, it's a long time since we accepted moral victories in Munster, considering the history and the success of the club. Players won't feel that way. They would have been going out to get a victory. They did get 2 points, which, you know, is no mean feat considering who they were playing.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join.
Football on Off the Ball with NoviBet, home of the best value in Bet Builder betting. Download and play today. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.
And you're very welcome. We have Michael McCarthy and David Wilson with us. You might notice, if you're a viewer of this, that David is reclining gently to show us his muscles. I mean, sorry, show us the beautiful jersey that he's wearing, which is, of course, the storied Santos of Brazil jersey. Very nice. You'll notice the sponsors of the jersey are our new football sponsors, NoviBet. They've kindly sent us this in today, and it got us thinking about some of the great jerseys in world football that you might own. Did you already have a Santos jersey?
No, I didn't. But my dad actually has a Santos jersey.
All right.
Yeah, a blue one. It's a blue one from, I'd say, 15 years ago when Neymar was there.
Right.
There is a Santos jersey that does exist in our house.
I mean, if Kildare want any advice, they could take a look at this. It is nice, the thing of beauty.
It is. Like, it's funny, actually. We were saying, oh, you don't see too many Santos jerseys. You definitely don't. But you actually do see a lot of Brazilian football jerseys around Dublin, I find, these days. A lot of Palmeiras, a lot of Corinthians.
And are they Palmeiras and Corinthians fans, or are they hipster Irish people wearing them trying to be cool?
I think in Dublin...
Or just being cool, maybe.
Yeah. I think in Dublin, it's mostly Brazilian people, I think. But there are some Irish people that, you know, think they're cool and wear those jerseys, like myself.
My Instagram feed, and I don't know if I've clicked into all that much. I probably have a little bit, and I've explored the outskirts of the jersey collecting without actually going
through. Wasn't sure where that was
going
to go.
Without actually going through with it. But my, like, I cannot move for being advertised of jersey sites at the moment. Like, it does seem like it is in a complete high point of, be it retro or the, you know, like the shirt in the box thing, and, you know, wearing something random. But I've never, I don't know how, I'd say David could beat us both in the football jersey stakes.
I have a River Plate jersey that I bought in Buenos Aires. Obviously I should have supported Boca. It was just stupid. But Villa had a River player. I went to a game. They played. I'm like, I have to pick a team here. Is it going to be the one of Maradona and the whole actual proper city? Or is it going to be these, like, you know, millonarios? Like,
but you always make the bad decision when you're a kid. So I always...
I had no excuse. I was 22.
Okay, yeah. Well, I automatically, like, I veered towards Real Madrid over Barcelona. I veered towards River Plate over Boca Juniors when I just didn't know anymore. It was just like they probably had a more exciting long-haired curly striker than the other long-haired curly striker who was playing for Boca at the time, you know, and you sort of veered towards that and you became a River person. Then you grow up a bit older and you kind of realise the cult of Maradona and everything like that, and you're kind of going, oh, I've kind of picked the wrong team. I didn't really want to wear Tipperary colours anyway, to be honest.
Because they're so far away from the Clare colours.
Well, they're the opposite.
Exactly the same.
It's funny, I know, it's funny you say that. Like, you pick your teams whatever when you're younger, but in Buenos Aires, I think it's 30 professional clubs.
San Lorenzo de Almagro is the other team that was playing that day. If I had, like, give myself a bit of advice, buy some legit, like, 5 or 6 San Lorenzo jerseys, the value that they'd have now, you'd be selling them for, you know.
Yeah. Yeah.
What have you got? What's your...
Yeah, go on.
I have some random ones. I have a Uzbekistan one. That's fairly random. I have a Tajikistan one as well, which is also...
Are these places you've been?
No, I have never been, but my dad was there, and if he sees something cool like that, he'll just go, oh, sure, it's pretty cheap. He'll pick it up for me. Like, so, I've had a few kind of random ones. I've got some nice ones too that maybe a bit more sentimental. I bought a Francesco Totti Roma shirt maybe 10, 15 years ago, and I still have it, and I kind of cherish that one as well.
Did anybody buy... You bought the Roma Ireland kit...
I did. I bought, yeah, that's probably the last jersey I've bought. The one with, for this season, the Roma white, kind of with the green trim. The away one with Ferguson on the back of it, thinking that this could be a jersey that might go down in history.
Well, it will, yeah.
It will go down
as
in history.
As a moment in time.
Yeah.
If anybody has a Robbie Keane Inter Milan jersey out there, we'd love to see it.
Yeah, absolutely. We definitely would love to see that.
Yeah, gosh.
What shirt number did he wear?
There's a question.
I do not know my shirt number.
I can see it.
For some reason in my head, it is actually 1 to 11.
Was it? 1 to 11? Maybe it was 7. the most random, it's not the most random jersey I have. I probably have more random jerseys, actually. But the most kind of infamous one was I bought an Atletico Madrid jersey when I was in college.
Number seven,
yeah. That's right. I bought an Atletico Madrid jersey in college. Not
I said high
too
teens,
much of it.
And then I said it was between
and then
1 and 11.
I said, I think it's 7.
Yeah, you
actually.
Don't get a second guess. Look at this.
My second what? Guess was right. I had 1 and 11.
Sorry, can you accept your first answer only? Go on.
Okay, fine. Yeah.
Actually, sorry.
This isn't the crappy quiz here. This is Wednesday. I bought an Atletico Madrid jersey in college, not thinking too much of it other than that's quite nice. And it turned out it was the most infamous jersey in the history of the club. It was basically a Blackburn style half and half jersey, and they wore it with red shorts instead of blue shorts, and the fans revolted. This is not Atletico Madrid colours. This is not what we should be wearing. You don't own this club, we do. And they basically changed it mid-season.
Right.
Yeah, so I have this jersey that wasn't worn for too long and is the most hated jersey in the history of the club. But still happy to have it.
What kind of year is this?
It would have been, I suppose, mid-2000s, I would guess. Yeah, I think I was in college. If I wasn't, I was still playing five-a-side in UCD. So that might have been a couple of years later. But yeah, kind of mid to late 2000s.
I think they were nearly relegated around back then. There were some dark and dreary times until... So Simeone came along and kind of rescued them out of the fire. But it's mad how we can associate different shirts with different eras and different, you know, positive moments in clubs' histories and also very negative ones too. I don't know, most famously, the Man United Vodafone one where they had, I remember having that with the badge in the middle, and that was kind of just that Mourinho Chelsea era. And every time I look at that shirt now, I go, oh, that was when we were on our perch and then we kind of got knocked off it for a few years. I have to say,
as a someone who would like to wear a lot of retro jerseys, I have maybe two or three Villa ones. I have the Muller pinstripe one. I have the Paul McGrath one with the strings from the 92-93 season.
Sponsor
is falling. No. I got them since. I was getting them as birthday presents. It was a while when I was in my like late 30s where I was getting birthday presents of like a game of FIFA and a football jersey. And I was like, this is exactly what I was getting when I was 10. Nothing has really changed in my life.
Yeah.
So, I got they sell them through the club. They're not rip-off, but they're obviously freshly made.
Yeah.
I always think it's like Villa have a few nice ones, whatever. But I have to say, it's the one thing I say. God, Man United fans have a lot of options.
Yeah.
They have a lot of like really classic set, like the lemon and lime jersey, the black sharp view cam, the blue, you know, the blue and white stripes with the thick and thin stripes.
Yeah,
like, that's a lovely jersey as well. They have so many options, so many classic home jerseys as well. You could be buying, you know, if you're a United fan, you could be literally buying them for the rest of your life.
Yeah, and they're all mega money as well. Like, it's mad how the retro jerseys have become like this new kind of sense of identity. Like, even you see people, and maybe they're not sports fans or not even football fans as well, but they're going around wearing like classic football shirts, and they're wearing them at festivals. Like,
yeah,
I know you're at All Together Now last year, like it was just wall-to-wall jerseys. And even like, obviously you have the modern day jerseys like the Bows, the kneecap jersey, the Fontaines jersey, but you even have like retro Pats ones, retro Shells ones. Like, it's become like this thing. And obviously now classic football.
How do you feel about these people coming onto your territory?
No, it's not my territory. I don't own it, but like, I think it's a pretty cool thing. Like, I suppose when I was a kid, I didn't want to wear anything else other than football shirts. So that's all I wore. And I remember the very first football shirt I got was a Fiorentina purple one with Bastia on the back of it. And I think that is probably my all-time favourite jersey, yeah.
What was the 7-Up or Nintendo?
I think it was Toyota at the time, actually.
Yeah,
yeah,
a bit
I was
later.
Just... It was just in the early 2000s. I think it was Bastia's last season before he went to Roma.
I got a Celtic jersey in a shop in Belfast that had suffered fire damage. How the fire started, who knows. So it was really cheap. It was only a tenner. And I think I still have it.
C.R. Smith?
Yeah. Mm. Yeah. It was the centenary jersey. So
class.
It might have been a year after the centenary. So that's why it might have also been cheap. But,
yeah,
a troubles dividend.
We're going to look back and actually, like, I suppose now actually is a good time because all the World Cup jerseys are coming out now. Well, have come out or will come out over the next few weeks. And I don't know if anyone was watching, but the Democratic Republic of Congo were playing in the very early hours this morning. No, in the late hours last night. And they've got a very cool Umbro blue and yellow kind of trim on their jersey. I think that would go down as an all-time classic for this year's World Cup.
Very good. Anyway. Anything else?
Axel Tuanzebe got the goal.
He did.
Yeah.
Bit of legend.
Man United legend. That brings us neatly back to the Santos jersey, which is actually also an Umbro jersey. So Brazilian football, the rising tides, all the best Brazilians might be staying in Brazil for the next decade or so.
From Pelé to Wilson.
There you go. Yeah, as I said, the Santos jersey sponsored by Novibet, who are our new football sponsors, and we're delighted to be able to continue to be the home of football for Irish radio listeners. We have international rights for the men's and women's team. We have League of Ireland games every Friday night. And of course, we've got live Premier League games every Sunday for you on Off the Ball on Newstalk.
Football on Off the Ball with Novibet, home of the best value in Bet Builder betting. Download and play today. 18 plus, see gamblingcare.ie.